the Fox Cities Score Chapter, and News Talk 1150 WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, here is Biz Talk.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. Glad you joined us on this rainy Saturday morning. My name is Tony Bush in the studio this morning with Randy Melcher. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. I think we're just going to check something here for a second.
All right.
Are we
good there?
Are we good? All right. Let's try it again. Good morning, Tony. Good to have you here.
Good. Biz Talk is brought to you each weekend by the Fox City Score Chapter, and we feature entrepreneurs and other professionals who help in the small business eco support system. And this morning, our guest is Chris Allen, who is a vice president at Fox Communities Credit Union. He leads the member business loan team for Fox Communities Credit Union. And we're going to be talking about small business loans and borrowing money and what is that process all about. So please listen in. And if you have any questions, please give us a call at 281-1150. If you're outside Appleton, you can reach us at 866-887-1150. Good morning, Chris Allen. How are you doing this morning, Chris?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing fine. Thanks for being our guest this morning.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about Fox Communities Credit Union and your background and what you do there, Chris.
Sure. So I'm sure a lot of listeners know about Fox because we're one of the largest credit unions in the area. We're a little over $1.2 billion in assets with 17 locations. Been around the valley for I want to say about 80 years now, maybe even a little bit longer now. I've been a big part of the Valley. We're becoming a much bigger part of the Valley each and every year, doing a lot of things in the community.
We just did a
phenomenal event called Bike to the Beat, which was in conjunction with the Mile of Music. I'm going to boast
ahead.
A little bit here.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was such a wonderful event. We had planned for, and I'm somewhat guessing a little bit on the numbers, but about 500, 600, maybe 700 people ended up being almost 1,400, 1,500 people.
Whoa.
Came out to it. It just took off like crazy. It was such a wonderful time. You probably see our commercials out there right now kind of saying thank you because it really is part of what Fox is.
What beach did you bike to?
What's that?
What beach did you bike to?
Well, it was actually just we started down at Jones Park and went up to essentially Wrightstown. There were multiple different stops throughout, and music at each of the stops and food at each of the stops. So you could do a 10-mile, a little bit longer, a little bit longer, a little bit longer, making it almost past Wrightstown and then back.
Community involvement.
Community involvement. That's pretty much what Fox is all about, and we're really kind of taking it to it.
Yeah, I'm also amazed at your involvement with the Mile of Music program and how that has expanded and grown. So again, thank you guys for all of the work you do in that program because it's really bringing things to Appleton.
Yeah, and that's one of the best things about Fox Communities Credit Union. What we do, we want to make the communities that we live in just a better place to be. It's a better place to be part of. That's one of the benefits of being a credit union, which is an economic cooperative, not for profit.
Right.
We take that and we put it back into the community. And we decided that we want to make our communities a more interesting and more fun, just a better place to be with activities like Bike to the Beat. And we did kites over the lake over in the Two Rivers area, and the Balloon Glow in Manitowoc, which if people haven't seen that, it's extraordinary.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you just adopt a community over on the lakeshore recently?
Yeah, we just a little while ago, we merged with another credit union in Two Rivers in Manitowoc. It's been a phenomenal merger for us. Those folks over there are
excellent. Where are all your offices now? Here in Appleton?
Pretty much, yeah. So Appleton, Green Bay, two of the major markets, Manitowoc, Two Rivers, Clintonville, New London, And that, I think that covers most of it.
Okay. Yeah. With the expansion out there to the Lakeshore area, have you expanded the business lending program out to there as well now?
Yeah. So our business lending program covers pretty much all of Northeast Wisconsin. If you think of the mitten of Wisconsin, it's basically the thumb and
peninsula.
Exactly. So pretty much all of Northeast Wisconsin from the lake, Lake Winnebago, all the way up, okay, up and over. So we cover all of that. Our lenders and member business loan associates essentially are based out of Appleton and Green Bay, and we just kind of cover the whole area because we travel two people.
What kind of business loans do you do, Chris? What size? What types?
That's one of the beauties of Fox and beauties of credit unions. We cover everything from the $20,000 new trailer for a lawn care organization to a multi-million-dollar apartment complex. Complex development or some other sort of CRE, commercial real estate. Apologize.
I was about to ask you what that meant.
We cover the gamut from pretty much the smallest to the largest.
Okay.
Yeah, and we've spent a lot of time over the last 2 years really developing our member business loan program to facilitate that. We've hired probably three or four new lenders that basically each have 20 plus years of experience, some of the most experienced. We have probably the most experienced commercial lenders in the valley and in Green Bay and Northeast Wisconsin. At least I would say we do.
Sure.
Yep.
No bias.
And the best.
No
I don't have any bias.
No bias,
no bias whatsoever. but then we've also set up another group of about four or five people who really kind of focus on the smaller deals.
What's a small deal?
Deals, basically anything under, you know, and it depends a little bit on the complexity of the deal, where you would kind of go, but anything under, say, $250,000,
$300,000,
okay, really, you get a lot more of those with smaller businesses
and
startups and you know, people who've got 10 employees or less, that type of stuff. It's not the same. I mean, there might be somebody who's, you know, got $1 million request who might be small,
sure,
quote unquote,
yep,
small. But we've set up a system where we can help those folks and have tried to really streamline that, mm-hmm, because people want to get their answers quick for that type of stuff, mm-hmm, and we're continually working on improving that process.
All right. And Chris, you mentioned the experience that your loan officers have. Okay. How does that help the client? Why is that so important for me coming in to talk to you, mm-hmm, about a business loan?
Yeah, there's a learning curve in pretty much anything that you do, but especially in commercial lending. So the learning curve is pretty steep in terms of, you know, you can learn a lot in a very short period of time. So you can get to, say, 80% excellence in a relatively short period of time, say 5 years of lending. That extra 20% takes years and years and years and years of just seeing stuff. You can't teach some of the stuff that people who've been in the business for 30 years know from just happening to see it once, mm-hmm, and then it's burned in your brain and you remember it. And then when somebody comes to you with a loan request or a business issue, hey, I experienced that 15 years ago. I can help you through, mm-hmm, that, and then somebody with a little bit less experience, although completely competent, might not have that,
right,
life experience to throw at them.
And then you can give the client a lot more help as far as building their business plan, building their ideas and so on, showing them what they need to do.
Yep, yeah, we can.
Basically understanding their business.
Yeah, basically understanding their business. And actually, to your point, Randy, it's something I wouldn't mind addressing. You know, the commercial lenders are there to help and guide, mm-hmm, a little bit, but for the most part, we're going to take a look at a business plan, mm-hmm, and poke holes,
okay,
and say this we don't like. Our job is not to sit down with you and help you develop that plan or do this or do that. That's just not something that a commercial lender is going to be comfortable doing, not because they don't have the experience,
sure,
to do that, but there's
it's a conflict.
It's a bit of a conflict.
Right.
So what we do is we look for people like SCORE,
right,
to refer people to, and I really want you to, and I really want people listening to understand, just understand that, because it's not,
right,
the commercial lender isn't pushing you off or isn't being disrespectful.
It's trying to understand the business.
It's trying to understand the business.
What's,
and then
if
there needs more development, then we're going to put you to somebody who's, it's not a conflict.
So when you say you're poking holes in the business plan,
yeah,
you're really qualifying the business plan. You're trying to understand something. Yep. What is it you're trying to understand? When you do, to people, it might seem like they're poking holes,
yeah.
but you're really trying to understand their business so you can be a partner with them and yep. grow with them.
Yeah.
What are you looking at?
First and foremost, I'm trying to understand the cash flow of the business. I am completely...
You should have seen Tony's eyes light up when you said the word cash flow. Yeah,
but not profit. Not profit, right?
What's that?
Not profit.
Not profit, no.
Profit's
no,
part of cash
profit,
flow.
Yeah, profit's a...
A tax number.
A number. Exactly, it's a tax number. Yep. Yeah, the cash flow, I'm trying to understand the cash flow, where the cash is coming from, where it's being used and spent, and quite honestly, at the end of the day, if there is enough cash to cover a couple different things, one being any debt that you're asking me to do, I obviously want to make sure that you're covering that with a little bit of excess, you know, to cover for variations. But then I also want to make sure that it's worth your time, quite honestly, because if you have enough cash flow to pay my debt, but you don't have enough cash flow to eat,
it's not worth it.
It's not worth the
now,
effort.
Now, the other thing I think you're I don't want to take words out of your mouth. No. You want to understand the cash flow, but you want to also determine, does the business owner understand his cash flow or her cash flow? Does she know what their decisions are, how that's impacting their cash flow?
Correct.
Are they good managers?
Yeah, absolutely. And understanding the cash flow of whatever business you're in is paramount to being successful, because there's going to be things thrown at you. There's going to be things that happen. You know, sometimes things are good and anybody can make money. Sometimes when things are bad, though, if you have a poor understanding of your cash flow and where the funds are coming from and where they're going, mm-hmm. if you have a poor understanding of that, you're going to have a very difficult time making it through the inevitable downturns that happen.
The where, the when, and the how much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Three components.
It's going to be tough.
Yeah, one of those sides that happen, of course, when we talk to clients, is the you know what causes people to fail. And when the number two reason is a lack of capitalization. You know, when you're talking about that cash flow and understanding the ups and downs, how do you help people, you know, judge what they really need? Because sometimes we see people go in and ask for some amount, yep. but don't realize they need more. How do you help somebody that with that idea?
Well, each situation is different, so I'll just take kind of a generic example. You know, when somebody comes in and I'm evaluating their business plan, what they're asking me to provide, mm-hmm. One of the main things I look for is a cash flow projection, something mm-hmm. that goes out 12, 18, 24
like a budget.
Months. Yeah, like a budget
thing.
Projection, yeah. but really kind of hone in on month. I prefer monthly myself because now you can see where the cash is going, where, you know, you can judge whether or not whether or not things are reasonable. And all you have to do then is if you get that math right month by month, you just look at the bottom line and say, hey, wait a second, in December and January, you're going to be negative $40,000.
There's a clue.
I mean, that's important.
And you don't need a loan of 40. You might need a loan of 60 because it's an art and
it's science. It's an art and science. But if you do it month by month, you can see that. Let's say you do it quarterly.
Yes.
And
you don't see what the months are.
Exactly. Yeah. And you say December and January are 40,000 negative, but February is 60,000 positive. Well, your quarter looks like your 20. Well, it's not a true quarter, but your 3 month stretch looks like it's 20,000 positive. But in reality, you're going to have a hard time paying bills and you're going to run 60 days late on
for at least a month or two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thus, you need a line of credit.
And that's
and you know what, Chris? We're going to come back to that line of credit right after the break.
Sounds good.
And you're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities? No, you're listening to Biz Talk on WHBY, real local radio. Yeah.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is our success. We can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. We offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Visit AlbertsHailing.com today. Alberts and Hailing. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts and Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
I'm Bruce Lammers, president of Ridgestone Bank. When it comes to business lending, you know, we don't have boxes. I'm here with Julie Willis, the new owner of Merry Maids, who as the former manager had the experience and cash flow history that Ridgestone was looking for when evaluating her business loan.
Once we made the decision to purchase the franchise, guys. I was not very patient. I'm not a patient person. We knew we'd be a success. We wanted to get it done. We, at one point, had 15 banks that we were working with all at the same time. At the end of the process, Ridgestone won. Ridgestone doesn't try and make you fit into these prerequisite boxes. When I worked with some other banks, there was always a third person that they had to go through to get an answer, to get an approval, to get where's the next step going. The lender at Ridgestone had the answer, knew what we were doing, had a plan already in place for me. It seemed like before I even called him, he had a plan set up for me because that's what they do. They made it very easy.
Ridgestone Bank, listening to your story and finding a way to make it work. Whatever your it is. On the web at Ridgestone.com. That's Ridgestone.com. Member FDIC.
Well, welcome back to Biz Talk this morning. Glad you're joining us. Our guest is Chris Allen, Vice President of Business Lending at Fox Communities Credit Union. And we're talking about the value of the budgets and projections. And we're going to be getting back to Chris in a moment, picking up the line of credit to help compensate for those times during the year when there isn't enough cash in a business. But we'd like to first tell you that Biz Talk is brought to you each weekend by the Fox City Score Chapter. The Fox City Score Chapter is celebrating its 40th year this year. We were founded in 1976, almost at 1776. That would have been a long time
ago. We're old, but not that old.
Exactly. And we are really happy to be in the Valley. We are one of 350 chapters around the country. We service an 8-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. And we proudly have 52 mentors in our chapter who are all volunteers and experts in their fields, and those fields include legal, accounting, marketing, banking cash flow, HR, workflow, process development, product development. If you are in business or you want to start a business and you're looking for someone who might be able to offer you some free and confidential advice, please check us out at foxcities.score.org, foxcities.score.org. Fill out the request for mentoring, hit the send button, and probably within 24 hours, you'll be hearing from a mentor to set up your first appointment. And always remember that SCORE is for the life of your business, not just one meeting. Chris, we were talking a little bit about the cash flow, the budgeting projections, and so on. And you made a good point that in a quarter, you might have 2 months that are not positive numbers, and then you make it up in a third month. But how do you get through the first 2 months? Can you offer some suggestions as a lender how a business owner could get through those months?
Yeah. Well, first, I would always suggest that if you can capitalize your company with enough money to try that and make sure that you've got enough money.
What does that mean to capitalize a company?
Essentially, make sure that you got enough cash on hand. Make sure that you've got enough
skin in the game,
enough money in the bank.
Sure.
In our case, the credit union,
to
make sure that you can float those two negative months or three negative months, et cetera, et cetera. Now, certain businesses have different models, and lines of credit are certainly available from the credit union and other financial institutions to help them through that.
A line of credit is a loan instrument that's 12 months or less in length. It's a short-term obligation.
Yes.
It can be a longer term, like permanent working capital, but typically it's just a 12-month loan that matures every year and you renew it for the borrower. And the amount is determined by looking at that budget, isn't it?
Yeah, it's determined by that. It also is determined a little bit by the reason for the line of credit. So mm-hmm. if you're looking to finance your accounts receivable or your inventory, we're going to take a look at the anticipated levels for both of those, historic and anticipated. Make sure mm-hmm. that the line of credit is appropriate. In all honesty, last thing we want to do is give a line of credit that's a little too big, because that lends to people
maybe buying a tow motor or something.
Yeah, people using that. For what it's not meant for. It's truly meant for working capital.
What is the rule on that? How do you define working capital? Something that would turn over in less than 12 months?
Yeah, pretty much. Working capital assets. I already mentioned the two, inventory and finished goods, sometimes raw materials. Some inventory you can't use, like work in process is difficult because it's half finished.
You might have to make a payroll.
Yeah.
You might have to pay a vendor.
That's a reason for that. Accounts payable is a reason why you would use that. But basically what we're doing is we're lending on the future, what you're turning, where you put your cash. Like, for example, inventory, you pay $100,000 for your inventory. You tied up all your cash there. we help gain access to that through lines of credit. Same thing with receivables. You've already paid to produce the product that is sold, but you gave the buyer terms. Now your money's tied up into that.
140 days.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
It depends.
You want to get paid in 30 days.
You want to get paid in 30 days. But if anybody's out there dealing with some of the larger folks, the Walmarts, the...
We won't name any other ones, but big companies.
Big companies, yeah.
They dictate the terms to the
They dictate the terms, and a lot of them really push that out because they're managing their cash flow as well. So they put it back on the small business person. Okay. That's an important thing to keep an eye out for.
Now, speaking of that, as far as repayment and how that it works, there's a difference, obviously, between a regular loan, standard type of operating loan, and the line of credit on how the repayment is made. Can you kind of clarify that so that people understand that a little bit?
Yeah, so on a regular term note, what you're doing is you're making a payment that consists of two parts. One's principal reduction, and one's the interest. I'm sure everybody's pretty familiar with interest. On lines of credit, essentially what you have to pay in 99.9% of the cases is just the interest payment.
I see. Okay.
And then the principal reduction occurs when you get that receivable paid. Mm-hmm. You use that money to pay down the line of credit, and it's just one big cash flow cycle that you just keep.
How much do you expect the business owner to pay it down? Do you pay it down to zero every year, or do you monitor the low balance outstanding
during
the year?
Yep, as with most things in commercial lending, and that's in small business lending, it's important to note that each situation is a little bit different.
Right.
But in general, we'd like to see that line rested for a certain period of time.
It means paid to zero.
Paid to zero, yeah. Yep. Paid down to zero for a certain period of time, because that means that it is being used appropriately. If we see a balance that's on the loan and it continues to rise, or it even stays flat, it never drops below, say, 20 grand, let's say, a lot of times what we'll do is we'll take a look at that and say, okay, it's probably time we term this out and you start making principal reductions.
Like a car payment or something.
Like a car payment
get
or something.
Get it over
like
with,
that.
Pay it off in 3 years or something.
Because you do not want your working capital debt to continue to rise.
And it saves the borrower money because they're not carrying that dead balance every year paying interest for 3 years. And
exactly.
At the end of 3 years, it's still over 20 grand.
Yep.
So
yeah. And there's certain situations where you take a look at that, and if there's a company that keeps growing leaps and bounds year over year, it's virtually impossible to do that, but we'll see that.
Term debt could fund that growth for the company.
Potentially, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we're taking our second break right now. That was a short segment. We're coming back on the other side. We're going to continue our conversation with Chris Allen, Vice President of Business Lending at Fox Communities Credit Union, and you're listening to BizTalk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Hailing CPAs, we work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and help maximize profits. From asset protection to tax planning and more, we'll guide you through a financial plan. Visit AlbertsHailing.com today. Albertson Hailing. Personal connections. Positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
You've been looking for a new house.
Hey, this one's nice.
You're searching online and touring open houses.
Ooh, I like this one.
It's time to get pre-approved. And nobody makes it faster or easier than Fox. Get free pre-approval for your loan right now. Come into one of 17 Fox locations or get pre-approved online. You can also check your loan rate online. How easy is that? Just visit foxcu.org.
Okay, that was really easy.
Once you find the home of your dreams, don't let the stress of the home loan get in your way. Talk to the mortgage lending experts at Fox Communities Credit Union. And you can get a home loan with as little as 3% down payment. Just 3% down on your loan.
Fox made it happen.
You can find the home of your dreams. Fox, helping you make life happen.
Equal housing opportunity lender.
Fox Communities.
And welcome back to BizTalk this morning. We're speaking with Chris Allen, who's the Vice President of Business Lending at Fox Communities Credit Union. And they have a growing MBL member business loan program there, and their footprint is expanding. They just expanded into the Trivers, Manitowoc area. Mm-hmm. And they're a very dynamic, community-supportive credit union. We'll get back to Chris in a moment. Randy has some information for us on some of the seminars that we have going on at the SCORE chapter. What's coming up, Randy?
Right. Well, we've got a couple of things going on. First of all, talking about seminars coming up, the special one that we do called Simple Steps, which is a five-part program, is coming up. That will be starting on September 21st. The first program on that is always held at the Copper Rock Coffee Shop in downtown Appleton. They provide us with breakfast and lunch for that program. And the idea of that particular session is getting started. What are the basics? The price for that one is $15. As I said, it's going to be on the 21st of September, and it's going to be held at the Copper Rock. We follow that up with four more sessions, all more detailed on what you need to know, how to start your business and how to run your business. Section two is going to be on business concepts, and they're all held on Wednesday nights. So that would be the 28th of September, held at the Chamber office from 6 until 9. We also then have session 3, which is marketing, very important on how to operate your business. The fourth one is financial projections, which is, again, part of your business plan, but how do I use all of those numbers to make my business work? And the last one, of course, Tony, that's the one you like, and that's the one that talks about where do I find the money, and brings in the ideas of the traditional lenders, such as Fox, who we're talking to here today, but also the other non-traditional forms of funding and how you can work with those. So each one of those programs are from 6 until 9. They're $25 each. And if you register by the 10th of September, which is today, you still have time yet. If you register by tonight, you can register for all five sessions for $100. So you can save $15 on the package.
And where do they go to register?
Go to register for that out at our website, which is foxcities.score.org, and you'll find it under the seminars and programs that we have. Then very quickly, another program that's coming up and people should be aware of is the Governor's Small Business Summit. This is a very important opportunity for small businesses to get to meet the heads of all the various departments in the Wisconsin government that they end up having to work with when they're starting their business. The program is going to be on Monday, the 19th. It's going to be held here at the Paper Valley Hotel in Appleton for a change. So usually it's held in Madison or in Milwaukee. It's our opportunity here to really get a chance to meet these people and find out what Wisconsin government is working on and how they're there to help small business. The program starts at 8 a.m. and runs till 4 all day. It's $50 for the package, but it's one that I would recommend if you're interested in finding out what's going on. Be sure that you register for the program. And you can do that by going out to the WHEDA, that's W-H-E-D-A, website. You'll find the registration information there. There's also a website that is designed strictly for this. So if you go out to Wisconsin Summit, you'll also be able to find it there. So register, get to it as quickly as you can, and excellent package for people who are looking to find out what's going on in Wisconsin business.
Well, cool. Thanks, Randy. We also want to promote the Million Cups session in Appleton. SCORE recently joined Fox Valley Technical College and a number of other organizers. We're a co-organizer of the program every Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock from 9 to 10 at Fox Valley Technical College. The Million Cups presentation is given by an entrepreneur or an organization. 1 Million Cups was started by the Kauffman Foundation back in 2012. They have over 100 chapters around the country now. This goes on every Wednesday morning at 9 to 10 around the country. If you'd like to be a presenter, you can go to www.1millioncups.com and fill out an application to be a presenter. Our guest this coming weekend, our presenter on the 14th, is Launch Wisconsin. They're going to have an event on October 12th up in Green Bay. So if you'd like to attend this, it's free. Coffee is provided by the Copper Rock Coffee Cafe people, Bill and Emily. So thank you to them for the coffee. They caffeinate the session. Also, we want to give a shout-out, a thank you. We're working with a great group of people at Variant Productions. As a SCORE mentor, I recently had the pleasure to work with Isaiah Wells and his team at Variant Productions, located in Kaukauna, to produce some videos of SCORE clients being recognized for their success. These valuable videos are prepared in commemoration of the 40th anniversary of a Fox City Score chapter here in Appleton. It's been a real pleasure to work with Isaiah and his team. So if your business is looking for an effective way to connect with your audience, contact the marketing team at Variant Productions. They specialize in accomplishing your marketing goals by utilizing the power of video. They don't just talk about video excellence, they deliver it. So to contact Variant Productions, call them at 920-475-4354, or you can visit their website at www.variantproductions.com, and when you do, prepare for awesome. We're looking forward to those, the completion. We're going to be finishing our five this coming Wednesday. Chris, we were talking a little bit in the last segment about line of credit and so on. Let's talk a little bit about the term loan and how would you structure, what should a business owner prepare for? There are different lengths of term loans and types of term loans. Can you give us a little overview and some insights on those?
Yeah, primarily the for term loans, really what's going to drive the type of loan that you get is what you're using it for, essentially. So, for example, on a piece of real estate, we'll use that on the commercial side, typically you'll see amortizations of 20 to 25 years. That basically means the payment is based off of if you were paying the loan off of over 20 or 25 years. For most of the time, the loans will be balloon notes for on the commercial side. Longest typically you'll see out there is about 5 years, 3 to 5 years. Sometimes you can get 7, sometimes you can get 10 out there for
so
the term.
So that's the maturity of the note versus the amortization of the loan.
The maturity of the note versus the amortization, exactly.
Is there a guarantee that you'll know, you're going to renew the note when it matures?
No. No, sometimes you can structure it a little bit different, but for the most part, no.
Yeah.
And that's primarily because commercial, and I get this question quite a bit. I can get a home loan for 30 years, or I can get a home loan for 15 years. The main difference is commercial lending's a lot more tailored. It's a lot more sparse, and we don't have the secondary markets that kind of set the rules of the game, like Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, where essentially you can bundle those up and sell them. Fox doesn't do that, by the way, but we keep a lot of our loans in house. But that really is what allows for those longer terms. That's just that we just don't have that same.
If the business owner, you do some SBA loans.
Yes.
So if they got an SBA guarantee loan on that real estate loan.
That is the exception. That is one of the benefits.
Explain the difference.
Exactly. That is one of the benefits of the SBA. And the SBA, the U.S. Small Business Administration, has several programs that are extraordinarily beneficial. Sometimes they get a bad rap for certain things, like takes a little bit, but they've really done a great job of improving that over the last few years.
I agree with you 1,000%.
Yeah, they've done a tremendous job of just being better, doing it better. But one of the rules of SBA is that the term has to match the amortization. So if we have a piece of real estate that we use and get an SBA guarantee on, I have to have a 25-year term with a 25-year amortization. Now, what you'll see a lot of times is the interest rate will be locked for a certain period of time, whether it be 3 or 5 years, because that's one of the reasons why we do traditional financing, do balloon notes, is because the interest rate risk is just too great.
It's a cost factor to you.
Yeah, yes, exactly. If we had to do a 25-year
fixed rate,
the rate would be just double what a 5-year rate
probably
would be.
Probably 10 or 12%.
Yeah,
it'd be enough
because we just don't know where rates are going to be in 25 years. So there's a lot of rate risk there.
Right.
So, but the SBA does allow. So we would have a fixed rate for a portion of that, and then it would go to a variable rate of some sort to help help alleviate that.
Okay, and that helps, again, getting back to the idea of planning and so on. With the SBA loan guarantee, you are in a position then to be more firm in what your plans are, to understand what your cash flow is going to be for a longer period of time. So, again, the benefit to the client there.
Yep. Yeah, and planning is probably the most important thing a small business can do. And planning is a big word. It covers a lot of topics. It's planning the operations. It's planning your cash flow. It's planning this. It's planning your employment. You know, that type of stuff. that's what you're getting into when you own a small business. And that's something, there's a lot of people with passion for something. They're great at making a widget. But if you can't plan your business, you could be the best widget maker ever and still not succeed. So either you plan it or you have somebody else who plans it. We see that a lot.
The planning could be stated like, you're good at making a widget, so you're good at working in the business, but the planning is working on the business. Where's the business going?
Yes.
What's it going to look like in 1 or 2 or 5 years?
Yeah, there's examples like that littered throughout the valley of somebody who was excellent at, you name it, welding, at this, at
and
that.
And most entrepreneurs are very good.
And most entrepreneurs, and that's why they get into business, is because everybody says, hey, you're excellent. You should do this for yourself.
Sure.
That's a great idea. But then when you start to realize that, okay, now you've got 10 employees, and each employee has their own issues. That's
got a
941,
and taxes, and licenses,
yeah, they've got taxes,
and permits.
You got to file this, you got to file that, you got all kinds of HR. That now all of a sudden, you're not working at welding. You are managing people who are welding, and now you got to plan for your cash flow. So you're working with banks, and now you're planning on that. And there's a whole science out there to cash management, which is services that we offer.
What is cash management?
Cash management is essentially, from the credit union standpoint and the products and services we offer, it's essentially products that help you manage your cash on a day-to-day basis, whether it be something as simple as internet banking so that you can access it right from your desk and do things like that, to something that's a little bit more complex like sweep accounts and
internet
that type
banking
of stuff.
Would be like online banking. That's what you're
– Exactly.
You
like
set up
online
a password
banking.
And you get a
– Exactly. And then you go in, you see
move
your
money
stuff.
Around.
You can do you can do online bill pay. Even something like credit cards are actually a cash management tool. They're important. A lot of people will kind of shy away from them, but that's part of having a plan. And the credit card is an excellent cash management tool because now you're giving your folks out in the field a little bit of credit. You're buying 30 days of basically no interest because credit cards don't charge interest for the first.
Let's talk about on the term loans and the line of credit and credit cards. Interest rates. Mm-hmm. What determines the interest rate when someone walks in to talk to you about a loan on the business lending side? It's negotiable. But how do you determine what the right rate is for the loan?
Rate is a function of risk. When you boil it down, it really truly is. So what we do is we take a look at the risk associated with the particular loan request.
The risk of not getting repaid.
The risk of not getting repaid. Yep, exactly. So we have to make sure that we charge a sufficient interest rate to cover loans that go bad and help the credit union grow. And when there's a lot of numbers, there's a lot of math around that.
Or you may need to do a little more hand-holding on this business because they need a little bit more guidance from your lending staff. They're calling in with questions about line of credit draws, term notes, and things like that.
Good.
But as they get a little more seasoned, then they can make those decisions on their own.
Yep.
The time you spend on that goes down, and you could reflect that in the interest rate.
And that risk kind of covers that actually.
Yes.
Because that's a risk factor. But certain things. If you've got more collateral than somebody else does, you might get a little bit better rate. If your cash flow is proven versus projected, you might get a little bit better rate. Mm-hmm. Size a little bit matters because we got fixed costs for doing loans.
Well, 6% on a $20,000 loan isn't as much interest income to you as it is on a $100,000 loan.
Correct. Yeah. And the wonderful thing about the credit unions is we're always trying to get people the best rates, best rates possible. So we really spend a lot of time. I'm going to get a little internal inside baseball on it, but we spend a tremendous amount of time really taking a look at the costs associated with delivering the products and services that we do. We spend so much time, and then we try and make sure that our rates reflect the cost so that we're not overcharging somebody.
Still delivering value, but very competitively.
We want to deliver value very competitively and really knowing that cost structure and making sure when people come in, they know that we're giving them the best deal that we can. That's our goal. That's our goal.
Yeah, and when you're talking about this, people don't always understand that money that you're lending out – mm-hmm. isn't, quote, the credit union's money. That yes. people get this impression, you know, hey, why don't you guys lend more money? But it's not your money. Whose money is it?
Yeah, it's grandma and grandpa's, and okay. it's mom and dad's, and it's yours.
It's Christmas clubs.
It's people who have money in the credit union, mm-hmm. in the accounts. That's the function of financial institutions, is to take that money and make it more liquid in society.
Take the deposits and lend it out.
Exactly. So that's one of the things when people come and they say, well, hey, I know this is a little risky, but take a chance on me. That type of the hard part is I can't afford to. That's not a credit union's function or a bank's function in the financing chain or the financing structure.
That's the difference between lending debt and lending equity.
Exactly. Because I'm charging a low interest rate. We don't have a whole lot of margin. I got to make sure that it's a safe loan because, again, I'm dealing with people's deposits. And because we're dealing with so many people's deposits, we're heavily regulated by the NCUA for
what
banks, FDIC,
word?
Regulated heavily. Anybody who thinks banks and credit unions probably the most regulated industry.
Oh, they are.
It feels like it sometimes.
Yeah.
But that's because we need to be a safe place for people to put – if people's confidence in banks collapse – the financial system collapses.
Yep.
So we need to be a safe place, and that makes it difficult to approve loans sometimes.
That's a good message to end this segment on, Chris. Yep. We're going to come back after the break. We're going to wrap up the program. We're talking with Chris Allen, the Vice President of Business Lending at Fox Communities Credit Union, and you're listening to BizTalk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts and Hayling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting from startup to sell-off, and more. We specialize in creating financial management plans for your business. Visit AlbertsHaling.com today. Alberts and Hayling, personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts and Hayling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. Focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. Call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
And welcome back to BizTalk. We're wrapping up our show with a final segment, and Chris Allen is our guest, the VP of Business Lending at Fox Communities Credit Union. Real quickly, before we get back to Chris, we want to just thank all of the sponsors who help bring you BizTalk every Saturday morning. And right at the top of the list is Fox Communities Credit Union. So, Chris, thank you to you and Kathy and Heather and all the folks over at Fox Communities for your support of BizTalk and SCORE.
It's our pleasure.
Also want to thank Alberts and Hayling CPAs, Legal Business Edge, LLC, Ridgestone Bank, Tundraland, who does windows and a lot of home remodeling and bathrooms. Also want to thank Zach Pawlowski at Candeo Creative, who built and maintains and monitors and helps us with our website at biztalkwithscore.com. If you missed a program or you'd like to listen to a program again, you can do that at biztalkwithscore.com. Randy, I checked the other day. We archived back to 2010.
Okay, so you've
unbelievable.
Got 7 years of experience there.
Also want to thank the Business News, Jerry Mader and Larry Desch, who promote our program in their biweekly periodical, The Business News. If you're in business or thinking of going into business and you're not subscribed to The Business News, you really should be. For just $20 a year, you're going to be kept abreast of what's going on in the business community in East Central Wisconsin. It's going to help you succeed. So, Chris, how do we reach you? We've been talking so hard about everything you do, but we want to let folks know how to reach you or folks at Fox.
The simplest way is to give us a call at our main number, which is 920-993-9000, or visit us on the website, www.foxcu.org. So F-O-X-C-U.org.
Nice.
Yeah. Our website's redesigned. We're continuing to work on it. It's a beautiful portal.
Yep, and I'm a member at Fox, so I enjoy online banking.
Yes.
It's the folks in the branch out in Northland Avenue and A are very friendly.
Yeah.
I give them a hard time, and they give me twice as hard a time when I go in there.
You can expect
a lot of fun.
You can expect a little bit of fun attitude when you go in. It's great. The people at Fox, the team, the staff, just real people, real good people.
So. Member business lending at Fox is a big thing. You do cash management. You do all the other consumer things.
Yes.
Home mortgages, boats, toys, cars.
Pretty much runs the gamut. I mean, being the size that we are, we can offer
personal financial retirement accounts, IRAs, health savings accounts.
Yep.
You do all that.
We do all that. Yeah. we have there's not much that I can even think of at this point, and I'm trying at this point as you were running through it. I'm trying to think of something we don't do.
How big did you say Fox is? A billion?
A billion two on our way to billion three.
And how big is your member business loan portfolio in there?
Our member business loan portfolio right now is about $250 million.
That's pretty big.
That is pretty big.
That's a huge, are pros.
We're one of the bigger ones around town. There's a few
it's like
from
a
local standpoint.
Secret.
It is a little bit. We're trying hard to make it less well-kept.
BizTalk helps.
BizTalk certainly helps. But no, we've got, part of that is we've got a tremendous core. As I mentioned before, we've got a tremendous core of lenders. So in Appleton, we've got Gary Brum, who's got 35 years, I believe, of
he
experience.
He came home from the Civil War and went right to
He very well. Yeah, I hope he's listening. He very well might have. No, Gary's a great guy. I've been doing it a very long
when
time.
When he came home, though, Tony was the one who was right. Was
yeah, right. Yeah, Tony.
Driving
yeah.
the truck.
I was one of the first borrowers.
So we also added recently Don Doberstein, who's been around for a while, just a wonderful lender, and Scott Uchel in Appleton joined the team not too long ago.
And you have somebody up in Green Bay?
Yes, we've got a fellow named Rick Ripley, and who's, again, probably a 30 years of experience type of guy, one of the nicer guys you'll ever meet, and Chris Kumacek. Chris is excellent. He took a little time off from banking, did some, which is wonderful, worked for a group that sold businesses, and brought that experience back to us probably about a year and a half ago.
He worked for the CDC up in Green Bay.
He did, yeah. So he's got a lot of SBA experience, a lot of business buying and selling experience, and banking experience. So it's just a tremendous amount of experience. So we've got a ton of
great
stuff.
So if people want to think about contacting Fox for a business loan, what's the process there?
Basically, you can do it any number of ways. We've got a form on our website that you can fill out if you've got questions, and we'll follow up with you. You can call that 993-9000 number, and you'll get directed to who's ever available.
Business lender.
Business
loan department.
Yeah. Or we're always out and about in the community, so if you happen to see one of us and have any questions, feel free to walk on up.
So you
and
buy
ask.
The beer when you go out in the community?
we do at times.
Yeah,
we definitely do at times.
Well, on that high note, he said, I get to the point here where I get to do my favorite thing, which is to kind of put you on the spot a little bit, Chris, and give us some idea what your biz tip for the day would be to our clients out there, what they should think about when they're dealing with you guys.
Well, I got about 30 seconds, so I'm going to expand a little bit on my biz tip. Basically, the basic gist of it is find a lender that works for you. I'm really glad to see Ridgestone come on board because I know those guys over there well, Dylan and Joan. We refer stuff back and forth to each other because some things fit us, some things fit them. It's a great example of how certain banks and credit unions may be more interested in certain deals and may be less interested. So don't take it personally if you go and somebody's not interested in your deal. There might be somebody right next door who is.
Just know about your deal.
Just know about your deal.
So find yourself a financial institution that has relationships rather than transactions.
There you go.
Okay, Chris, thanks for being our guest this morning. It was a great show. Thanks for being a sponsor of BizTalk and Score. We really appreciate you, and we look forward to the next show.
Thank you, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not going to be on the air next week. We have a Badger bump. Go Bucky. And you've been listening to BizTalk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.